So our first panel today will be So You Want to Be a Sports Lawyer. Our first panel member is Jessica Presnell. She was named as Chief Legal Officer of the Big 12 earlier this year. Previously, she served in multiple different roles for the Big 12. In her current role, she serves as in-house counsel, and she oversees the conference's compliance programs and services. Prior to joining the Big 12, she served as the Assistant Director of Compliance at Baylor University from May of 2013 to August of 2015. She's a Frederick, Oklahoma native. She earned her JD at the University of Oklahoma College of Law in 2013, and she's a member of the Texas Bar Association. She graduated summa cum laude from Oklahoma State University with a double major in sports, public relations, and public relations, and a minor in marketing. Next, we have Stephen Starks. He is a sports and entertainment attorney, and both these people, they have the jobs that people dream of, right? So Stephen has quite the experience, and he's going to talk about it today, working in racing, working in IndyCar. Also, he's going to talk about his experience. He may talk about his experience in private practice. But currently, he works at Live Nation in touring, and both of them have very interesting jobs. We're thankful they made the trip here today, and I'll hand it to y'all.
Good afternoon. Stephen and I are going to just kind of ping pong questions as a conversation so that you all can really better understand what we do in our day-to-day, our path to our current roles, some advice that we've gotten along the way that we found to be very beneficial, and just really get a glimpse of what we do as a practicing sports lawyer. And you'll get to see, too, that there are a number of different ways in which that you can be involved in sports as a lawyer, and we'll talk about some of those. So, Stephen, tell us a little bit about what your current role is, current company, and how long you've been there.
Sure. Well, it's good to see you all today. Thanks for having us. Hopefully we can provide some information that'll be helpful when you're thinking about your career journey. Jessica, I think I should start by saying that most of my career has been as a sports lawyer. I've always done some entertainment work generally, as we think about it, you know, music and live events, but most of my career has kind of hovered around sports. I currently serve as a vice president of legal affairs for the concerts division at Live Nation. In that role, I focus primarily on negotiating artist contracts with all the artists that go on tour, tours that are promoted by Live Nation in North America and worldwide. I also jump in and handle our third-party venue agreements that we negotiate for the shows that we put in arenas and stadiums. And so I've been in that role about 2.5 years. I'm based in Dallas. And I like what I'm doing a lot on the live entertainment space. Before that, and I think maybe most helpful to this group and the subject of this panel, focusing on sports, I've done quite a bit of things. I, in my former life, was the sole in-house lawyer for the United States Anti-Doping Agency in Colorado Springs for about 4 years, where the main responsibility there was to, for lack of a better term, prosecute anti-doping rule violations by Olympic athletes that were in the U.S. Olympic movement. And we're just talking in that job, sports suspension, so periods of ineligibility for violating the anti-doping rules. I've also been an NFL agent. I had three players in the league between 2013 and about 18. I've negotiated a whole bunch of sporting live entertainment deals, including one that brought Chelsea and Inter Milan to Lucas Oil for the first grass event at that stadium. As Brent alluded, I was the lawyer first, the deputy general counsel for the parent company that sits over Indianapolis Motor Speedway and IndyCar, and then was elevated to a business role and served as the vice president of promoter and media partner relations for IndyCar, where I negotiated our live event deals with the promoters that promote about 17 IndyCar races throughout North America, including the Indianapolis 500, and then also helped make our broadcast deals to put IndyCar races on linear television and also digital media platforms, both in the U.S. through NBC and about 200 markets worldwide outside of North America. And so You know, a lot of the work I've done has been, you know, kind of around sport, live events. But I think it's safe to say that most of the stuff I've done has been specifically sports related.